Now, European Council President Donald Tusk says the bloc is determined to keep its unity following the Brexit vote.
It is a historic moment, but for sure not a moment for hysterical reactions. I want to reassure everyone that we are prepared also for this negative scenario. As you know, the EU is not only a fair weather project. Over the past 2 days, I have spoken to all the EU leaders, I mean prime ministers and presidents, as well as heads of the EU institutions, about the possibility of a Brexit. Today, on behalf of the 27 leaders, I can say that we are determined to keep our unity as 27.
Tusk noted that there would be no legal vacuum and that EU law will continue to apply to and within the UK. The comments were made after 52% of Britons voted to leave the EU in Thursday's referendum. Let's speak to our correspondent, Jerome Hughes, who now joins us live from Brussels. Jerome, we heard Donald Tusk there. He seemed like a defeated man, but he was trying to put a brave face on it. Tell us a bit more.
Absolutely. He seemed very glum. Just before the clip that he used, he said it was serious and dramatic politically, and he said there's no way of predicting the political consequences of what has happened. So, you know, obviously the mood here in Brussels within the institutions is a very low beat just at the moment. As I speak to you now next door inside the European Commission, the president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, is about to take to the stage and he'll be addressing the media for the first time. Donald Tusk was the first of the three main presidents to come out and speak. He's, of course, the president of the European Council. And then shortly after him, I don't know, about an hour ago or so, Martin Schulz, who's the president of the European Parliament, he came out and spoke as well, and he said that the Parliament will meet on Tuesday to debate the next steps.